Hi, this is Kelly Vaughn, and this is my music journey.
So I've learned to embrace the pain, and know it's good not to be the same. And from the lessons of this life, well, I believe I can thrive.
For Kelly Vaughn, the song Fall, one of her earliest compilations, represents the restoration of hope and the power of music.
It literally saved my life. Like, truly, I was just in the lowest of possible low places, and, you know, having my guitar and then eventually developing the ability to write and to just kind of put things on paper and to get them out there, it really, really saved me. I never actually imagined that it would be something that I would do for my career.
Vaughn grew up in Central Ohio with a fascination for the guitar, an instrument she taught herself to play in high school. Horse training would be her profession for the next two decades, with music serving as just a hobby. That all changed near the end of 2010.
I lost my mom pretty unexpectedly to cancer, and she was my best friend. We were really, really close, and I was definitely really struggling with that loss, and reconnected with my guitar and started playing and singing just as a way to kind of heal, singing songs that I knew, songs that she used to like. And then one day, probably about a year after she'd been gone, these songs just sort of started coming out. One of my first songs I wrote, called Ordinary Girl, I affectionately call that my song that fell out of the sky. And I literally feel like that's sort of how it happened. I just was playing this little riff, and the words just started coming out of my mouth, and that was just kind of how it all started.
I wish you could see that I am more than I appear, but you won't see me. You won't hear me, and there's no room for me in your world. And you won't know me, you don't love me. Someday you'll realize I'm no ordinary girl. All my life, all my dreams,
put five of those songs together for her first release in 2014. A few years later came the 10-track Life Goes On, which expanded her creativity.
I listen to your dreams and all you hope to be, and my house still love you in the in between.
I think my writing is evolving as my life is changing, of course, and now I'm more able to write about things that either I'm observing, or even just some things are just kind of hypothetical. They haven't necessarily happened to me. For me, it's about connecting with people. I really want to be able to connect and hopefully make them feel something.
Now 49, Vaughn feels good about her life and the direction of her music. She performs Sunday afternoon at the Columbus Arts Festival's Bicentennial Park stage. You can hear more from Vaughn in the Music Journeys podcast at wcbe.org. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.